Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 2nd, 2021. Help your soul grow. They helped everyone. His friend is the most important topic because it is dedicated to our mutual integration through which we build the parts of the soul of each one of us, and all of us, together. Without such mutual integration, we will not be able to build a spiritual vessel and feel spiritual phenomena, the upper force, the creator, in it. To achieve this, I need friends, not just for external communication, but those with whom we will merge heart and soul and help everyone in the tent to get impressions from others, to be imbued with their qualities. So each one will form a clay in which they can feel the whole ten. Everyone will include everyone, and our clay will be built through this. This work continues until the very end of correction. More and more people are coming together, each in their own ten, building themselves up. And then the tens connect to each other. When the ten begins to feel as one, it feels the desire and the need to unite with other tens. The same method of connection applies here, and the clay grows and becomes more complex. The first spiritual vessel consists of 10 friends, and the second one, where 20 people are united, already has the power of 100 people because it is 10 times 10, etc. This is not linear growth, but exponential. Therefore, when you come to a group, it is not enough just to learn together with your friends. I need to be imbued with their qualities and to collect the special aspiration to the Creator from each of them. It turns out that we all include everyone. Otherwise, man does not have a soul if he does not build it. Therefore, it is not enough just to be in a group and participate in all the activities. The main thing is to try to adopt aspirations for our connection and for merging with the Creator. By doing this, we build a network of connections between us, in which we reveal the upper force according to the equivalence of form with it. At the Congress, we must try to achieve this mutual integration, to help each other in this. This will be facilitated by the general atmosphere, the participation of a large number of tens, as well as the connection within each ten, which will affect everyone both from the environment and internally. This is how I build my soul. It is not by chance that Kabbalists decided that the tens, 10 people in each, should unite. In the ten, everyone annuls himself in order to integrate with others, to adopt their qualities and spiritual aspirations. I no longer care about any personal qualities of my friends except for their aspiration to spirituality. I need only to be imbued with them and build out of them the first 9 Sephirot of my soul. I myself am the last Sephirah Malkut, which annuls itself in order to receive the first 9 Sephirot from its friends and use them to build the partsuf of its soul. And so does every friend in the ten. And then we are impressed by what everyone has built within themselves through mutual integration with their friends, and we have a real, independent spiritual partsuf with which we continue the same construction. Each ten tries to be impressed by another ten and absorb their mutual integration, their aspiration to the Creator, and so we build an increasingly complex and larger soul until we build the entire soul of Adam HaRishon. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson February 24, 2021, they helped everyone his friend. Michael Leitman, on Quora, why do bad things happen in my life? Bad things do not actually happen to us, but a certain kind of revelation takes place that we have to correct. When that revelation happens, it is always felt in a bad or negative way. We then have to push through that negative state with our actions toward a good and positive form, that is, toward positive connection with others and nature. In other words, we perceive bad and negative events unfolding in our lives in order to perform a correction. Correction means that we should aim to build positive connections with others, reaching mutual understanding, decisions, consideration and activity. More broadly, human nature is a desire to enjoy, and this desire undergoes a process of development from its initial broken state, which gives us the perception of separation from others and nature, to a state where our desire acquires a corrected form, where it enjoys from loving, giving to, and being positively connected with others and nature. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains the initial shattering of this desire in the story about the sin of the tree of knowledge, also known as the shattering of the soul of Adam HaRishon, the first man. Our entire development leads us to a point where we will need to correct this egoistic desire, and to acquire a form that is similar to nature, altruistic. When we understand what is behind our process of development and where we are headed, we can then apply ourselves to move toward our final state in a much more enjoyable, conscious and painless manner. In short, we are headed toward a state of total interconnectedness and interdependence, which the Kabbalistic texts describe as a state of love your neighbor as yourself. The sooner we can agree to such a goal and organize ourselves in society to realize positive connections, then the sooner we will shift from a development where we see increasing amounts of bad things surfacing in our lives, to one where we become balanced with nature. Then, when we balance with the form that nature is urging us to reach, we will experience a whole new level of harmony, happiness, confidence and security, together with full understanding and sensation of who and what we are, and why we were put here in this reality. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. You shall not take the name of the Lord, your God, in vain. Question: does the third commandment, you shall not take the name of the Lord, your God, in vain mean that you cannot attract the force of the Creator in order to perform any egoistic action? Answer: you can act by the force of the Creator only to the extent of your similarity to Him, to the extent of your uniting with Him. Question: can you not summon its influence upon yourself or use it egoistically for your own sake to defeat nations, enrich yourself, and so on? Answer: this is out of the question. Question: and if I do not correspond to Him, then I can ask or not ask, but He still will not influence me? Answer: you can ask. But it is precisely that the Creator helps you be like Him. For this purpose, it is always possible and desirable to appeal. Such a request will be granted. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, December 26, 2019. Understanding the Law of Correct Connection. Comment: the great Kabbalist Rabbi Akiva said that the Torah is love your neighbor as yourself. My response: this is its general direction, a general law. Question: what should have been described there on thousands of pages? Everything is quite simple: love your neighbor as yourself. You do not even need to explain anything here. But we have seen throughout history that no one succeeds. Who can fulfill this law? Answer: the execution of the law is one thing. Even to understand what is written is also impossible. This law includes all of nature, absolutely all characteristics of a person, his desires and thoughts, everything that can happen to humanity in full until the end of the ages. All this is contained in a very simple sentence: love your neighbor as yourself. That is, everything that happens is necessary only for the implementation of this rule. Love your neighbor is the law of correct union. Just as at the inanimate level, atoms consisting of protons and electrons combine to form molecules, so at the level of the human, people must unite in the same way. Only, we need to do this not instinctively, but on our own. The Torah is an instruction explaining to a person how to do it on their own and come to the realization of the law love your neighbor. But you need to know how to approach this. Before everything else, a person must know his own nature, the nature of his neighbor, how to get closer to him, and what to do. It is not easy at all. This requires thousands of books. Look at the world around us. Who implements this? If only everything were so easy. People do not even want to come close to it. Comment: Unfortunately, we do not understand that this is exactly what the Torah says. Throughout history, sages have never been able to explain this. My response: the one who wants it receives an explanation. For this, he must come to a Kabbalist and learn from him. From Kab TV's Spiritual States, June 3, 2019. Attaining freedom over our nature. Question: you say that we live in a system of absolute connection with one another, so does everyone determine the fate of the other? Answer: it is not a system that we created ourselves. It is a system of nature that holds us together. Question: and in the system we live in, do we have the freedom to determine the fate of each other because of our interconnection? Answer: we do not choose our nature, we exist in it. There is nothing we can do about it. We have to take it as a given. Today we are approaching a state that shows us that we are absolutely not free because we grew out of those frameworks, those laws, those social contracts that we existed before when it seemed to us that we were free. Today we demand a different kind of freedom, spiritual freedom. Therefore, humanity is now beginning a new stage of its development, above the ego. We begin to feel that egoism is our slave master. Freedom from the point of view of Kabbalah is for us to realize that we do not have freedom and that we want to acquire some new qualities, that is, to attain freedom in the absolute sense of the word, freedom over our nature. From Kab TV's Spiritual States, April 29, 2019.